So too will Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who is good enough to join us on the line. Prime Minister, thank you for your time.
Justin, thank you for having me. It's a sad day. Sad day for cricket. It's a sad day for Australia. And because of the impact of cricket right around the world, it's a sad day everywhere.
Yeah.
Prime Minister, it's Tim Lane. Thanks for joining us. I guess sport is the great unifier, isn't it? And on a day like today, and it doesn't happen even at some funerals, but everyone is united and there are no politics.
Well, that's right, Tim. And I guess at its best, sport is a wonderful celebration of the human spirit. And Philip Hughes was a young man in his prime, and to be felled by a hard but fair ball in the centre of the SCG at your most exuberant, it just doesn't seem right or natural. And I think that's why this particular tragedy has had such an extraordinary impact on our nation and indeed in many places all around the world.
Prime Minister, it really has hooked into us, hasn't it? I'd said before, it feels like it's almost the Bali bombing since we've felt such a that national grief kick in. It's almost as if we all needed to have a good cry, and we're doing it together over this. Does it feel like that for you?
There's no doubt that this has powerfully affected us in a way that so many things haven't, because I guess it's the sense that it's against the natural order. It's the sense that this was someone doing something which was so typically Australian and has been tragically felled. And that's the sense that it's just not right, and it's against the natural order. And I think that's what's united everyone in a sense of solidarity, because we want to feel, not only for Philip Hughes and his family and his friends and his teammates, but for every sportsman and woman, everyone who's been impacted by this. And I suppose that sometimes grief is a uniting thing, and there has been profound grief right around our country as a result of this.
And his is such a quintessentially Australian cricket story, coming from a small country town where the Prime Minister and various other leaders of their states and so on are gathering. It'll be a squeeze up there, I would imagine. What kind of perception are you gaining of Maxville and how it's dealing with it all?
Well, look, I'm just on the outskirts of Maxville now, about to get in there for the actual service. I've never stayed overnight in Maxville, but I've been through it a few times as a youngster on the way up the coast on family holidays, and more recently as part of a polypedal bike ride, I've come through Maxville a few times. It's a typical north coast of New South Wales town. A lot of retirees, a lot of small business people, still a strong rural influence, and of course Phil Hughes, he loved the land, he loved farming, he grew up on the land, and he loved the land, he loved his cattle, and I suppose, again, there was just this deep resonance between him and his life and the community from which he came.
Prime Minister, again, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us before the service. Thank you.
No, thank you, Jeff.